Have you seen the nests that any of these make?
yeah, but I'm trying to think of what it was that made a nest over on my back porch. I don't, what do you call them?
Out of mud?
Yeah.
Also kind of dauber or dauber?
A dauber, I guess. But this, I've seen a mud dauber. I've seen this in the country.
Yeah.
Because this was in the house. They make them in the house and in everywhere.
Sure.
But the one what I was talking about, they made this out on my back porch, and they don't make in the house.
I see. Okay. And how about these, what was that nest like?
Hornets, that's what they were.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what they call
them. Yeah, they
sting
them.
Yeah, very much.
This is a kind of a bug you're walking out in the woods. It gets under your skin. They dig into your skin.
Chiggers.
Yeah, right. And then these things, if you're walking along in the grass, you see them jump up all of a sudden.
A grasshopper?
Sure. And then a nest with the spider weaves.
A web?
Yeah. And, okay, would you call it the same thing indoors or out?
Well, a spider web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the parts of a tree that go underground.
The roots.
All right. And what kinds of trees grow around here?
Well, magnolia. Some oak, I guess. Some elm. Just, I don't know.
Okay. How about one that has a long, so a big gray tree with long, kind of.
A weeping willow.
Yeah. How about sycamore?
Yeah, we have some.
And George Washington chopped down a
cherry tree.
And the kind of a, did you ever hear of a shoemaker or a shumac or a sumac?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a bush. How about something you get a rash from?
Ivory, poison ivory and poison oak.
Okay, do you know how they differ from one another?
No, not really.
Okay, and some different kinds of berries.
Like blackberries and mulberries and, let's see, strawberries. But there's one kind that's a poison berry, but I can't think of the name. Pokeberry.
Okay, that's poison.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is you mentioned magnolia before. And how about something similar to magnolia that starts with an R, a rhodo?
A rhodinia?
Rhododendron.
Rhododendron.
Yeah. Or a mountain laurel, are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
If you're speaking about the man you're married to, you might say, I must ask my
husband.
And he might say, I must ask my
wife.
And a woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And they, those people that that raised you, they were your
grandparents.
Yeah, or your
parents.
Yeah, and they were the male was your
father.
And your female.
My mother.
And what did you call your father when you were a little girl?
Daddy.
And your mother?
Mama.
Did you always call him the same thing as you grew up, or did you?
No, we've changed since my children grew up.
Uh-huh.
We call my mother, and then we call her Bertha.
Uh-huh. What do your children call you?
Cokie.
Okay. how come? Why?
That's my nickname. Uh-huh. Everybody calls me Cokie, and they've always.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried real early to get them to call me Mama, but they never did.
Why Cokie? What's the,
I guess because Sequoia is so hard to remember.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Ever since I can remember, they've always called me Cokie.
How do you spell your name?
Sequolia.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's, what was your maiden name?
Freeman.
Uh-huh. And what was your mother's maiden name?
Chamberlain.
And your grandmother?
I don't remember. And I've heard it any number of times. I can't think of it.
What did you call your grandfather?
Grandpa.
And your grandmother?
I've always called her grandmother.
Mm-hmm. When you speak about your own offspring, you call them